Hi, and thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. Tell your friends about the Marlins Fan Loyalty Program and learn how to earn points at marlins.com/fishfamily. There's only one trip a year to San Diego, one of the main filming locations for my favorite movie. So today's Fish Family bonus code is Top Gun. Last night and early into this morning, the Marlins played the Padres. To rewind game one of three, our co-pilot, Glenn Geffner.
Well, yet another reminder why baseball is the greatest game in the world. 24 hours after being shut out on three hits in Phoenix yesterday, the Marlins tonight erupt for their biggest offensive game of the season. A season-best 13 runs on a season-best 19 hits as they blow out the Padres 13-4 in the opening game of a three-game series here at Petco Park. Colin Ray on the mound for the Padres. Wei-Yin Chen taking his sixth crack at career win number 50 for the Marlins tonight. And the Marlins gave Chen an early lead in the top of the first. Ichiro with a leadoff walk against Ray. He went to second base on a single by Martin Prado. But after Yelich struck out and Ozuna hit a fly ball to center, Ray had a chance to escape unscored upon in the first inning when he went after Justin Bour.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a ground ball through the left side. Base hit. Here comes Ichiro trying to score. Here comes a throw to the plate. Ichiro slides safely at home. Terrific job of base running and a big opposite field hit against the shift through the left side by Justin Bour to give the Marlins a 1-0 lead.
For Bour, was the first of three hits to left field in this ballgame. He was on base five times in six trips to the plate. So the Marlins led 1-0 to the bottom of the first, but the lead did not last long. One out, nobody on for Will Myers.
The pitch to Myers and a high fly ball, deep right center. Going back, Ichiro at the wall, looking up, it's gone. The game is tied at one. 14th home run of the season for Myers. 38th RBI. We talked about the home run ball being a problem for Chen. This game is tied.
And the home run ball would continue to be a problem for Chen, but it wouldn't be a big problem for the Marlins tonight because in a 1-1 game, they erupted for seven runs in inning number three. Ichiro got things started with a single, getting Martin Prado to the plate. Another 0-2 pitch to Prado, and Martin hammers one a long way deep to left. Upton's at the track, at the wall, goodbye! Martin Prado with his second home run of the season, and it gives the Marlins a 3-1 lead in the third. That go-ahead home run at the end of a long at-bat, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Marlins were just getting started, getting moving in that third inning after the Prado home run. Christian Yelich singled with one out. Justin Bour singled first and third for JT Realmuto. Here's Realmuto, first ball hitting, ground ball to third. Solarte down to second, and it's dropped. Safe at second base, in to score Yelich. Should have been a double play, could have been an inning ender. But the throw was dropped at second base by Rosales, and the Marlins lead 4-1. A huge break for the Marlins. It should have been a 5-4-3 double play. Solarte's throw to Rosales was right on the money. But Rosales simply dropped the baseball, and the floodgates open. Derek Dietrich is single, loading the bases for Adani Echevarria. Their number two starter, James Shields, has been dealt to the White Sox. Their number three starter, Andrew Cashner, just went back in the DL this weekend for the second time this year. There's a drive to center field. Jay was shallow, racing back. It's over his head. Going to roll all the way to the wall. Bour scores. Realmuto scores. Dietrich waved. He's coming home. He's going to score. Throw to third. Echevarria's got a triple and three RBIs. It's a six-run third and a 7-1 Marlins lead. And then after the pitcher Chen grounded out, Ichiro came up looking for his second hit in the inning. Etch at third, two down. Payoff pitch, and Ichiro taps it to the left of the shortstop. Ramirez has it, spins, throws to first, and he throws wildly. A run's going to score. It'll be an infield hit for Ichiro. Ball stays in play. He can't move up. It's a 8-1 lead for the Marlins. It's their third 7-run inning on this road trip. One in Minnesota on Thursday, one in Arizona on Friday, and now one here in San Diego on Monday. How about that? Another 7-run inning for the Marlins. Ichiro with the fourth two-hit inning of his Major League career. And the Marlins finally chased Colin Ray in that third, it was the third inning, after the Ichiro hit, Martin Prado drew a walk, and that was it for Ray. Done after 2 2/3, 9 hits, 8 runs, 6 earned. He walked 2, struck out 4, allowed a home run, 69 pitches, 41 strikes. Our old friend Brad Hand came on to pitch for the Padres. got the final out of the third inning. In the bottom of the third, Matt Kemp hit a solo home run to make it an 8-2 game. But then in the fifth, the Marlins broke it wide open. A leadoff double from Derek Dietrich against Brad Hand. He was at second for Danny Echevarria.
A look at Dietrich by Hand. Now the lefty comes to the plate, and Echevarria drives a ball down the left field line, and that is going to be a ball off the wall and straightaway left. Coming around to score is Dietrich, and pulling up at second with another extra base hit, Danny Echevarria, and the Marlins have a 9-2 lead.
Etch in this ball game went 2-for-5, a double, a triple, 4 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. He'd move to third base and a sack bunt from Chen, then Ichiro walked. Another chance for Martin Prado, working on a perfect night.
Brad Hand kicks and deals. And it is popped up softly to right, coming hard, unable to get to it, is the right fielder Kemp. And home to score is Danny Echevarria, and the Marlins have put a 10 in the runs column here tonight at Petco. 10-2, they lead these Padres.
At that point, they had scored more runs than they've ever scored in a game here at Petco Park. They had matched their season high, scoring 10 runs for the third time. But number 11 was right around the corner thanks to Christian Yelich.
Brad Hand ready. Looks back at Ichiro at second base. The pitch. And a ball drilled hard to right center. Going back on it is the right fielder. It's over his head. Matt Kemp plays it off the wall. Ichiro is home to score. And there's your 11. 11-2 Marlins on a double to deep right center off the bat of Christian Yelich.
And then after Marcelo Ozuna walked, Justin Bour said, I'll take a dozen.
Hand with a 2-2. Bour swings, hits a solid line drive base hit out into left center. Home to score is a pinch runner, Rojas. And now the Marlins make a base running mistake. Yelich came to third and was stopped there. But Ozuna rounded and was headed to third, and they got him out at second base. It's 12-2 Marlins.
And with the big lead, Lenny Harris holding Yelich at third base. Ozuna assumed he was going to run, so he got caught between second and third, and the Marlins had themselves a four-run fifth inning, and at that point, a 12-2 lead. In the bottom of the fifth, the Padres got a home run from Adam Rosales. That made it a 12-3 game. In the sixth inning, Melvin Upton Jr. hit a solo home run off Wei-Yin Chen and was 12-4. Then in the seventh, with Brandon Maurer out there, Marlins capped their scoring for the night with two outs, nobody on. Marcelo Ozuna singled. He went to second base when Justin Bour walked. Two men aboard for JT Realmuto. There's a bouncer up the middle, and that's off the glove of the diving second baseman Rosales into center field. Ozuna scores. Realmuto joins the hit parade, and it's 13-4 Miami. And 13-4 is how this one would ultimately end. We saw a Padres pitcher pinch run and steal a base in this game. We saw Padres catcher pitch in the ninth inning. Christian Bethencourt, he got Chris Johnson to fly out to center. He chalked up a strikeout for the second out of the inning. He caught Brian Ellington looking when Ellington was sent to the plate and told not to swing the bat. He then walked Justin Bour. JT Realmuto singled, and Derek Dietrich hit a fly ball to center to end the ninth inning. In the bottom of the ninth, Mike Dunn with a 1-2-3 inning. Good job by the bullpen. Nick Whitgren, Brian Ellington, and Mike Dunn combined on three innings of no-hit, no-run ball tonight after the starter Chen went the first six. Seven hits, four runs, all on solo homers. He walked one and struck out seven. So for the Marlins, 13 runs, 19 hits, no errors, 12 men left. For the Padres, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They strand 5. Wei-Yin Chen is the winner, 4-2, his 50th big league win. Colin Raitt takes the loss, he's 3-3. The Marlins with the victory are 33-31, now 19-15 on the road. Their most runs ever in a game at Petco Park, 13 tonight. They had scored 9 here back on May 4th of 2012. They scored 8 runs here in 4 games last year, 13 tonight, including 7 in the third inning and 4 in the fifth. The 13 runs overall, the 19 hits overall, both season highs for Miami. And as you go down the line, so many offensive contributors. Ichiro, 3-for-4, 2 doubles, an RBI, 3 runs scored. He runs his career hit total to 2977. And a countdown to Pete Rose, the combined Major League and Japanese hits, now 42-55, one behind Pete Rose's career Major League total. And more Marlins contributors tonight. Martin Prado, 3-for-3, homer, 3 RBIs, a walk, and 2 runs scored. Christian Yelich was 2 out of 6 with a double and RBI. He scored a run. Justin Bour, 3-for-4. He walked twice on base 5 times in the game. Knocked in a run, scored a run. JT Realmuto hits his last 2 times to finish 2-for-6. 2 RBIs and a run scored. Don't forget Derek Dietrich, 2-for-5, double hit by pitch. He scored twice. And Adani Echeverria, 2-for-5, double, triple, 4 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. Marlins win this ballgame 13-4, with just about everybody getting into the act offensively.
Here's some good news for fans. Tonight's late start is the last Marlins game of the year scheduled to get going after 10 p.m. Eastern. So one more night of a 9:40 pregame, first pitch at 10:10. Tom Kohler's back on the mound against lefty Drew Pomeranz. Hear the play-by-play on 940 WINS and the Marlins Radio Network.